Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Alpharetta, Georgia, it's time for Alpharetta Business Radio, spotlighting the area's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning, everyone. Chris Deekle here, your host. I have in the studio with me today two people. I have Gene Hammett with Core Evaluation, a business coach who specializes in the digital arena. And I have Timothy McFadden, who is the club president of CEO Space. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for coming.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
I'd like to start out with you, Timothy. You're the local representative for CEO Space. Well, tell us what CEO Space is and more about it, what it does, how it benefits the people you serve, and who should be paying attention.
Well, CEO Space is a new kind of a trade show. We employ meals for deals instead of the old trade show booths, and we are in over 140 countries. We have local clubs in the various cities across the nation, and I am proud to be the club president for Atlanta, Georgia, as well as the Southeastern and Georgia State Director.
What kind of people do you attract to CEO Space?
Our program attracts the CEOs of the large to mid-range companies, as well as the solo entrepreneur. We have something for just about everyone that will help speed up their businesses.
Interesting. How, you know, is this just Atlanta, or is this elsewhere?
This is completely nationwide in over 140 countries. We have the local clubs that meet, and then we all come together five times a year in Nevada.
Five times a year. Yeah, you're probably in Tarantula, Arizona, and not Las Vegas, right?
Well, we are 12 and a half miles outside of the Strip in a very famous place called the Las Vegas Lake. At the end of our forum back in September, we had a couple of visitors that had dropped in on us. Was John Kerry and President Obama.
Well, you should attract bigger names would be my first recommendation. Now, in terms of the service that you provide, is this educational, and are there benefits of it beyond just having a lunch with somebody you might do business with?
We have one of the highly respected educational components. It's an MBA-style course throughout the forum. It qualifies for 30 CE hours in over 40 industries. Whether you're the chiropractor, the doctor, the attorney, the CPA, the realtor, there is CE available for each and every professional.
In any state?
In all 50 states.
Gosh, that's tough to get. I know how hard getting CEO credits approved state by state can be, and so congratulations. Well, tell me a little bit more about that program. What do you teach CEOs and the people that attend?
Well, we are here to help individuals speed up business. We are the only kind that will host these forums as a lifetime membership, and if we do not meet your expectations or speed up your business, we refund your money before you leave the forum. We're the only one that does that. So you get a chance to go through our education. You get a chance to meet our faculty members. And our faculty is clear across the gamut. We have individuals that in television. We have the grandfather of the shopping from the Home Shopping Network, who does a boot camp at every one of our forums. That's Bob Sercosta, the billion-dollar man. I think it's now $6 billion. So we have these very famous individuals that work with us and as part of our faculty that help the entrepreneur bring their business to the next level.
You use a term called cooperative capitalism. Can you explain what you mean by that to our listening audience?
Well, we have a belief that when people work together in cooperation, we can go a whole lot further than individuals competing. When you arrive at a forum, everyone signs the NCND, and we work together. Your ideas are protected when you're at the forum, everything from intellectual property to your development, and we work in cooperation.
What's super teaching? That's one of the phrases that you use to describe what you go through with your program.
Our program employs super teaching 3 days during the forum. Super teaching is a product of Mr. Bernie Dorman, who has a vision of placing these in every school in the nation. We have another country that's signing on to already place it into their educational system. It consists of multiple screens behind the presenter with constant moving information, PowerPoint to video background to the actual presenter. When these things are shifted around every few seconds, the individual that is learning will retain more information. It has been proven out that well over 80% of what is being presented is retained following the presentation.
And how exactly does that work?
I'm not the scientist, but I will tell you from a personal experience that sitting through super teaching, I can recall more facts, I can recall more of what I have seen at a later time than I did in any of my university studies, high school studies.
Well, you know, those are the ones where, you know, you were basically on recreational medicine and, you know, hungover. So I'm not sure this is a fair comparison.
Well, that's true. Now, at our forums,
we've had an admission here on air.
In our forums, I'm very proud to say we are we focus throughout the week in a very alcohol-free environment. Although there may be a gambling casino in the actual venue, we focus from 7 a.m. till midnight on doing business and connecting people at meals, where you sit with faculty members, you sit with prominent attorneys, you sit with the former SEC chairman, you sit with these individuals, and you learn, make connections, and most people report back they do more business during the week of a forum than they do several months on their own.
That's amazing. How many people attend your annual forums?
Well, the different forums, we have people coming in where it begins with what we have as bonus classes. Bonus classes have run through a Friday night through a Monday. You may have a few hundred people coming in for that. As the forum starts on the Tuesday, many more people come in for the super teaching that's on the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. By the time we get to the Saturday and Sunday to our implosion, we may have had thousands of people come in and attend on just the weekend to super connect with all of the individuals that have just gone through the forum the first time. So we're a building block from bonus to the forum to the super networking on the weekend, bringing the grads back from all over the world.
So you have a program that basically lasts about 10 days.
If you were going through absolutely everything, 10 days would be the program, and we always encourage individuals staying an additional 3 days after. The hotel is bustling with deals the day after, the 2 days after, and even the third day after in the lobby. And it's quite a sight to see, because you walk into this venue and every seat, every couch, every corner, there's people meeting and doing business.
That's very different than your local chamber of commerce, isn't it, or a networking group?
We complement the chambers, but we are specifically there to teach you how to do business in cooperation. We actually teach the chambers the SNAP program, and the SNAP is something that Bernie has developed as a super networking accelerated potential. And in a typical SNAP, a 2 to 3 hour session, you are introduced to everybody in the room, you wear some funny hats, and you move from circle to circle, and you learn how to communicate what you do, what some people may call as an elevator pitch. We dive a little bit deeper, and we present our SNAP, where the individuals in these circles will present you with what's called a See Me card. The See Me card will be something very similar. I have a solution for your problem. I know someone that has a solution for your problem, or I will scout for you. And this cooperation tends to lend itself to receiving a whole lot more attention to what you need. By you being there to give, you receive a whole lot more.
So how is this different from speed networking?
I have not seen the structure of speed networking other than it's a few seconds that you meet with someone and you're on.
You're on a chair and you're face to face. You know, you got a minute, you know, and then, you know, the whistle blows and everybody moves down one.
In our networking, we put that in conjunction with the meals. People race to the meals because they want to meet with a specific faculty member or a specific group that they want to do business with. Now, keep in mind, this is all done in a private setting. So, therefore, we're very adverse to what people are talking about crowdfunding. People are talking about raising capital. So, for us to do this in a legal session, we are a private group meeting and having prior relationships. So, as you meet these people, you're meeting the areas of Regulation D when you go to raise capital. It is not legal yet for anyone to just go out and say, you know, I need capital, can you give me something? You have to have the prior relationship. And so the whole structure of this is to fall compliant. Our big word is over-compliance with SEC.
So that it sounds like from what you just said that we should all invest in prisons because crowdfunding is going to put, you know, many more people behind bars.
Well, crowdfunding, I think, will the rules are being written as we speak. CEO Space has many members on the founding board for those rules. But as that develops, we will have a good organized way. And our new appointee for the SEC chairman position will inherit this and will implement this. And I'm very excited when that goes into play. We just don't want to jump the gun.
A fantastic organization. How does one join CEO Space?
It is a private by invitation only. You can Google or look at the meetup groups for the various cities, contact the local president or one of the members. They're more than happy to share what we do, how we do, and if it's the right fit, you can be invited in. One thing we don't do is if you're not in business and this is not something that's going to benefit you, we don't want to take your money. I mean, we want to see progress and we want to see you speed up your business. And for our model to work, we need to know both sides that it's a fit for you as well as a fit for us.
In terms of the cost of this, or is it based on the size of your business or is there a flat price for each attendee?
It's a flat price for a lifetime. It's a one-time lifetime membership, and we do something a little different with the teenagers. We actually have a 90% scholarship program for the lifetime membership for the teenager. It is something that if you have any teens that are in school or just entering college, this would be the most life-altering experience for them, and we actually have what's called Teen Feast at our March, our July and our December programs, where the program runs parallel. They're in our forums, they're in our meals, but they also have sidelines with some of the superstars. In December, Les Brown spent a lot of personal time with these teens. And if I had teens, every one of them would be in the program.
It would change their life
yes.
and their outlook, world outlook tremendously.
Yes.
A fantastic program. How does one take advantage of that? Do you have to be a member, or is that something a member can recommend to a teenager?
A member can recommend to the teenager, and they seek out a club president, and we will sit down and speak with them and get them connected. But we provide that. That's one thing that Bernie Dorman for 25 years, the youth is our future. And if we can train them in cooperative capitalism, it will change the way we do business.
I couldn't agree more. People really don't understand what business is all about. In fact, the people in business seldom understand fully what business is all about. I do have a question. You know, this sounds like a great opportunity for any business person, and you should have a line outside your door. What's the hardest part about getting a CEO or somebody to really understand your value proposition?
It's actually getting to them and being able to share what we do. We find that what's very effective is the people that I meet with, I'll get a small groups together for an early breakfast or a lunch. We believe everybody has to eat, and if they can take a couple-hour break for that lunch, it is well worth their time. Now, in Atlanta, I also host what's called a preview, and it is nothing more than a video and grads getting together in our network. We meet at a local venue, usually the first and the third Tuesdays of the month.
If someone wants to get in contact with you and come to one of your local meetings, find out more about this, how do they do that?
The best way is pick up the telephone and give me a call or my email address, and that is 404-775-9606, and the email address is just simply tmm@ceospaceatlanta.com.
Well, Timothy, thanks very much for being on. It's a fantastic program, and I know a lot of people will be interested in learning more about it and taking part in it. So thank you for coming. Will you be able to remain in the station with us for our next guest? It's kind of unseemly to have people jump up and bolt for the door.
I'm here. That's no problem. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Well, welcome, Gene. I got your company's name wrong. It's what you call sight reading rather than reading the words. It's Core Elevation. So welcome. In spite of my clumsy original introduction, we're glad to have you. You're a business coach.
Yeah, no problem, Chris. It was just wanted to make sure I didn't continuously make that mistake.
Well, that's a good business coach. Yeah, but tell us about business coaching. What is it? Who do you work with, and why do you work with the people that you do work with?
Let's start with why. Most business coaches have a corporate background, and I actually was an entrepreneur for 10 years, and I grew a very successful business, and I knew that wearing a lot of hats is required, right? Everyone knows that as a small business owner. But you never know there's so many things that you can't see for yourself. There's so many things that you have to do that are new, and so many areas where you're challenged and you're prioritized and you have to, your schedules and sales and marketing. You can't possibly know everything. So I had actually reached out to a business coach about 10 years ago, and that was a great experience for me because I not only did it help me prioritize what was important to me, it helped me learn accountability for myself, but it also helped me see the things that I couldn't see for myself. So,
what kind of things do business owners not see?
It really runs the gamut because you could be a more technical business owner and not understand the importance of marketing. You could be a creative business owner and not understand anything about sales and marketing, period, or business. And you could really shy away from that sales. If you don't promote yourself, no matter how freaking good you are at what you do, you won't get the business. Someone else will. So it really is runs the gamut. I mean, I work with clients on different issues, very, very tactical issues around email, around focus, procrastination. It could be around leads. It could be around follow-up, which I'll tell you more about the follow-up formula in a few minutes. It's really a broad variety. That being said, working with a coach is something that allows you to have the conversations you don't have with your wife, that you don't have with your friend, that you're able to open up and share, and maybe even say, I don't know. I don't know anything about marketing. So how do I really run a business? Well, let's talk about that. What's your view of marketing? What's your business? What brand do you want to portray? So it really is a question-based experience. Coaching is, for me, if I talk about just what I experienced as a coachee, I was able to make the commitments in my business that allowed my business to really grow. So I doubled my income the first year I had a coach. I doubled my profits, if you will, the second year. I doubled them again. And so I saw the value of coaching right away. That's in my old business. And that pretty much ended January 15th, 2010. I don't go into the details because it's just not important, but I had a contract with a vendor that went completely sideways, is not even the right term for it. I lost $3 million in one day, and I had to, you know, decide what was important to me. Mm-hmm. And I had focused so much on money and building my business that I knew that my next step would be making a difference for other businesses. And I wasn't sure how I'd do that right away. And I started thinking about coaching, and I said, you know, I really love that experience. Let me do that. That'll be my skill. I can listen. I can learn the things that need to be learned to be a great coach, which is not just, you know, putting it on a business card. And I can really serve business owners to grow their business. So that's what I did.
So that's how you got into it, and it's basically a desire to give back, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I wanted to base my business on really making a difference. And when I'm working with a client who really is struggling, a lot of people think that only people who struggle use coaches. Well, the reality of it is those are the ones that say, I can't afford it, and they really need it, but they won't do it. The ones who really use coachings are the ones who've already reached a certain level of success, understand the value of working with someone else, because you can't see everything. You can't see your own patterns and habits that are pulling you back, and you don't focus on what can really push you forward. So, but I do have people coming to me that are struggling in their business and really can't make ends meet. And through the conversations, we're able to quickly identify what's the one issue that might be holding them back. Core elevation. So we talk about the name. Finding the core issue that holds you back, and then elevate that. It's not about addressing your weaknesses per se. It's about understanding them. I really believe that we should concentrate on our strengths and be experts in what we're really good at, because it's much easier and more fun to really try something you're really good at and make that even better.
When you got into this, there are obviously coaching companies around. I mean, Michael Gerber's and Brian Tracy's, and there's Action Coach, and there are a whole bunch of people out there that are also, you know, have programs. You know, you did this on your own.
I did. I really feel like the world doesn't need just another business coach. The world doesn't need another real estate agent, insurance agent, but they need individual professionals that are willing to make a difference and do and be different. So I didn't want to fit the mold of someone else's program. I did go through formal training, which helped me with the listening part side. It helped me with the understanding of people and trying to leave my opinions and judgments aside to help them really serve them where they are. But I did create my own kind of formula for coaching. I did... It's a four-step process that I can share with you if you want.
Sure. I'm sure our listeners would love to know what that four-step process is. Much better than 12.
Yeah, it's much better than 12. But I did decide to go my own way, and it's not been easy mm-hmm. because I do have to wear a lot of hats. I do have to work with managing my client time, my sales time, my marketing time, my speaking time, creating programs, and then just general admin. I mean, there's just a lot of things you have to do as a business owner. So guess what? I have a coach. Actually, I have two coaches because I believe in it, and the process really works. It really pushes me forward. As far as my four-step process, it's pretty simple, but it goes like this. Clarify your vision. Get really crystal clear on where you're going with your business. What brand are you? How do you want your day to work like? Who do you want to work with? Who do you want to partner with? What kind of customers do you want? The clearer you are about those things, the better you will be at creating the right steps to get there. Because if you're not clear, it's really hard to get to where you're going.
Sort of like Yogi Berra's famous quote, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Right, exactly. So that's the first step. The second step, everyone wants to, once they get that vision, they want to just go straight into actions and plannings. I try to hold my clients back a little bit. I call it assessing opportunities. What's the big picture here? What's available to you? What are you not seeing? It's great to go with what the first thing that comes with your mind, but what are the risks associated with that? What else are you not seeing? What would someone else do? What would you tell your friend? All of these questions begin to give you insights into other ways to get there. because a lot of people will immediately go, well, this is what I should do. I should go to a networking event to increase my sales. And maybe that's not what they need. They need to understand how to talk about their company. How do they talk about, you know, an elevator pitch or a snap, as Timothy was talking about, which is very interesting, by the way. So looking at the bigger picture, identifying those areas that need your attention, and then creating your plans from there.
So step one is clarity. What's the second step?
Assess your opportunities. And then we move into the third one, which I call make commitments. It's all about creating the plan, creating the actions, but making commitments is the key. Every step I'm working with my clients to make a commitment. And sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three commitments. Sometimes they're big, sometimes they're small. I make a lot of commitments because I know I can handle it and I want to get things done. I'm going to move my business, and it moves every couple of weeks. I move it forward. I jump forward sometimes because I go out and this is the year to get on stage for me. So I'm going to bigger events and going to get right in front of the people who I best serve.
So you're taking action. You're not just writing it on a piece of paper and putting it on the shelf and, you know, calling it success.
Right.
And what's the fourth one?
The fourth one. I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't want anybody to forget about it. Follow through. What does it take to follow through in those commitments? Learning accountability for yourself. Most people think your coach holds you accountable. Your coach does not hold you accountable, but your coach can help you build accountability for yourself. The promises you make to other people, you hold in higher regard than the promises you make to yourself. Why is this? We don't want to be, you know, thinking that we're lax or we're lazy or we don't get things done. But because we'll make those commitments to other people, we will do them. So it begins that way as a coach, but you learn through that process how to create accountability in your own life.
Interesting. When you I met you at a meetup group of a bunch of, you know, technical people, and you had a real specialty for the technical world and designers and creative types. Why is that?
So here's the deal. Most people resist niching. They don't want to limit themselves in the markets that they serve. The reality is a small business can't serve everyone. We're not Walmart. We're not McDonald's. It's just, we don't have those budgets. We don't have the time. We don't have the people. So I believe in niching. So when I'm working with my clients, I'm getting really clear about who they serve and how well they know their clients. So I began to look at myself and my business that way and go, wow, I've coached mortgage brokers, insurance agents, CPAs, technology people, marketing people, but who do I really want to serve? So I've got my target market initially identified as small digital agencies, which most people know of those as web designers. They're 2 to 10 people. They're working all the time. They're hard workers, but they never take the time to really build their business the way they want it. And so I picked that group actually probably about 5 or 6 months ago, and it seems like it's limiting. One of my programs is about finding your niche. People will resist this, and once you get into it and face that fear, you have the chance to really get to know one group of people really well, know their language, know their pains, know their aspirations, and you begin to get in their business. So as they talk about what they're seeing, you can connect with them. You can ask better questions. So I do that for my clients for these small digital agencies and web designers. I still have clients that are outside of that because I want to keep fresh and I want to bring new ideas to that market. But I do speak at lots of technical places that web designers go to. Some of them are really technical. Some of them are more design-centered. But they all seem to be missing and resist that business side. That's what I do as a business coach.
It's really interesting. What is the biggest problem that group has?
The jack-of-all-trades approach to business.
By that you mean?
So a web designer is great at building web pages and websites and creating online marketing strategies. But they do it for a variety of people all of the time. So they rarely get into a really good, solid understanding of the buying patterns, the history, the trends, the language of their customer's customer. Because they're always trying to learn enough about that industry, like a daycare, to understand those things. And then the next week or next day, they're switching over to a law firm or a technology company or a blogger or a radio station or a forum for CEOs. What if you could work with someone who understood your business? So this is a radio. What if you worked with a web designer who really understood promoting programs and getting people more traffic and putting all of the things in place, knowing what the all of the features that are needed, but also what is extra, what's coming, what can you add?
Well, one has this vision of web designers as being sort of introverts and nerds who would much rather talk to a computer screen and look at that than ever meet a human being. Does that hold them back?
It does if that's all they see. If they want to hide behind the computer, hide behind email. I've got some clients, one of his marketing pitches is, and he came up with this all on his own. This wasn't something I gave him, but he says, we're the web designers who actually like people. And that's Adam at Sideways 8 that came up with that, because I just love him and working with him, but he really does. He loves working with people, he loves understanding them. And
again, it's back to having a coach who makes you think about your business.
Yeah.
You know, in either case, you or Timothy, you know, these programs just revolutionize, can change businesses, change results like nothing else on planet Earth. You can't buy it any other way if you'll take advantage of it. What's the biggest challenge you face in getting to the people that will take on your service?
So there's a lot of people that will understand I've got to take new actions to get new results. That's one of the same phrases I use all the time. If we take the same actions over and over and expect new results, that's insanity. Albert Einstein. But taking new actions. So I'll give a speech and I'll have a conversation with someone and they'll go, oh, you know what? We forget to do strategy. We know it's important and we forget to work on our business. So now that we've had this conversation with you, we're going to put more impact on that, more priority. And that's great, because that's what you want. But then they go and say, yeah, I can do it all on my own. The reality of it is if they could have, if that was the type of person they were, they would have already done it.
I'm interested. You've obviously got a very good focus on the value you deliver, how you deliver it, the target market you're focused on. Now, where do most coaches that you've run into, and I'm sure you've run into others in Atlanta, where do they miss the point?
Coaches have the same problem that web designers have, the jack of all trades. And I fell into that too. There was a struggle. I would go to a networking event, and I would say that I serve small businesses. And the reality of it is there'd be three or four other coaches there saying the same thing, and we'd all kind of blend in with blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, what if I showed up differently? So I started showing up differently. I started showing up saying that I work with web designers. And I no longer looked at everyone as a customer. I looked at everyone as a way to connect me to customers. And that's a really big mind shift. And the reality of that has been more people have come to me outside of the digital marketing when I change my space. Now, I don't know if that's a function of they just get to know me more, because as I go to the same events, you build friendships, which is really important, and that consistency. They get to know you, like you, and trust you. And I have a program that I've come up now with that's actually it serves a broad range of people around follow-up. So, you know, to answer your question, there's a lot of coaches that will just go after any market, especially in the business coach. You get into the more specific, like health coaches, they tend to get it a little bit more because they'll serve people that want to lose weight and they'll diabetics or they're on medicine. But business coaches really suffer from that. And you know, frankly, most business coaches aren't making the kind of money that they should be making with the skills they have, because they also suffer from what designers suffer from. They don't know how to promote themselves and position themselves so that they get the business that they deserve.
I've noticed you have quite a focus on the marketing side and the sales side of business. I gather your former business was heavily involved in that.
It was. I grew up from zero to about $5 million in sales, and every day was a new sales. And you know, as a business owner, you don't get paid unless you're selling. And you know, it's really funny when people talk about, well, that, you know, I couldn't take a job commission only. I'm like, well, that's what you do when you work for yourself. You don't get to write yourself a check when there's no money in the bank. So I got to be really good about that. I built my business, and it took me, you know, 6 years of really learning this about niching and focus, because my business is and when I started out was really broad, and it took too long, frankly, and I wish I would have gotten there quicker, and I would have made a lot more money sooner.
And in other words, what you're saying is, one, you eat what you kill when you work for yourself, and the second thing is niche to get rich.
Yeah, niche to get rich. That's one of my modules is riches in the niches.
Well said, Gene. I appreciate you being on. If people want to get in touch with you and take advantage of your services, how do they get in touch with you?
Pretty easy. Gene, G-E-N-E, at coreelevation.com.
Well, thank you both for being on. This has been a fantastic program. I've really enjoyed it, and I think our listeners will go away with some mind-altering opportunities if they will take advantage of them, because the best opportunity means nothing if you don't take action.
Absolutely.